Did you hear that on your end?
Yes.
The snaps, it
yes.
came through.
Okay. Yes. For crying out loud, man. We haven't done this in 3 months, and I feel like you forgot how to do it. Just get the thing started.
We've been doing podcasting for over a year, and I feel like we still don't know how to do it.
Come on. Let's go.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Say Your Name and Spell It with a brand new school year. I'm Zach Garrett.
And I am Omar Delgado. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Everybody, teachers across the country, welcome back. New school year, new things to talk about, new STN website. It's exciting. I can't wait. I know a lot of people are starting school this week. I've already been at it for the last 2 weeks, but everybody should be back and ready to go. But before we start this show, Zach, I got something to say.
What's that?
Congratulations, my friend, on STN Teacher of the Year. That is awesome, dude. Well deserved.
Thank you very much. You know, it's still hard to believe that they chose the better looking teacher second after
Yeah, okay.
You.
We'll cut that part out of the podcast. Okay. So better looking. You wish. Get out of here.
Well, listen, I want to say thank you to everybody. It's very humbling to know that I've been selected as Teacher of the Year. And I look back at all the Teachers of the Year and the history of STN, and it's like, what a great group of people.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
legends.
You got it from all across the country. And these are just what a wealth of knowledge and resource that each teacher brings to STN. And so I'm just super honored and humbled to be a part of this elite group. I look at my whole journey here as standing on the shoulders of giants. So I appreciate all the help that you've given me and others throughout STN, because I really truly believe that STN has been the fire, not only under my program, but under me as a teacher.
Well, I mean, if you've been on any Facebook post for any journalism, you have heard that statement multiple times, because that's how Zach and I get you. We get you with how to join STN. This is the fire that lights our program. It works, man.
Well, just don't tell anybody. I mean, we don't copy and paste that. We try to type it. We try to type it and be natural. But it's funny. A lot of teachers at the beginning of the year, they all have these questions, and I feel like our Facebook algorithms just prioritize those posts at the top of our feeds, because it happened last time.
Well, listen. At the end of the day, if you are a veteran teacher and you see us on these posts, you know what we're doing, right? Because we believe in this, right? And if you're a new teacher and you're just joining and you're one of the ones we got you with our little tag teaming of you, welcome. Sorry.
Welcome.
But we really do believe in this stuff. We just figure that Facebook is a great place to get people to understand what this organization's about and what it could provide you and how it could turn you from a classroom into a legit program that's nationally known. So...
Well, that's super important to just hit on as a point. You know, the teachers sometimes, you know, the many teachers that we've spoken to, they get stuck in this rhythm of like, how do I teach all these skills and how do I grade? And like, they go through all these motions where it's like, they don't step back and take a look at the holistic program view.
It's one of the things that we talk to new teachers the most about. Everybody wants to talk about curriculum and grading and how do I test them on this? And really TV is a class that you have to just participate in. Of course you could teach the kids stuff, but if they're not participating, if they're not actively engaging in what you are doing, you're going to lose them. And then it's going to become one of those classes where people just take to be like, yeah, I took TV, whatever. And you don't want that. You want them to feel like it's a destination, not just part of the journey. Like, this is something that I'm coming to this school to learn and become better at. And if you use STN, you can actually achieve that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Let's get this moving, man. There's a lot of stuff for us to talk about today.
Yeah, so there's a lot of new stuff happening this year with STN. And first, this website.
Have you seen it? It looks dope,
man. It's beautiful.
It is.
That's right. What a really cool redesign. Shonda and the team did an amazing job. And I wanted to just take a look. I'm actually on it right now, so I'm going to log in here. And as you go into your dashboard, you'll find that there's some new ways to pay.
Dude, when I found out about this, I thought it was great. First and foremost, pretty soon we're going to be able to register for whatever we want the entire year, okay? And if you're not one of these teachers, like some people in Miami are, that just plan out the whole year, all right? I know not everyone's like us. I got it.
But just a few.
And we also know that it's hard to keep on going back to your accounting department, to your bursar's office, and be like, oh, I need another check. You can actually add up all the contests, everything you need, and ask for one check and just leave it as a like a piggy bank in STN, right? And you could pull from that throughout the year, so you don't have to constantly be taking out money. And I think that's just going to make things so much easier for everyone else.
Yeah, so it's called the STN credit system, and you can see it on the bottom right hand side of your dashboard.
I like piggy bank better. Just
all right. Well, that's not the official name. That's okay. Got it. That's all right. It's the STN credit and prepayment system. If you look at the bottom right, you see there's a button that says deposit funds or create an invoice. So we know that a lot of schools, before you can actually purchase something, you need some sort of invoice. And so this actually helps you create an invoice to hand into your accounting office. I know I'll be using it because trying to get all these purchase orders done, like it's just easier to do one.
Right.
And so I'll probably put anywhere between $300 or $500 for us, depending on your team size, but that's probably a good way to start to cover. And this should cover at least all your contests. And again, it just depends on how many you enter and how many kids you have. But for us, I think besides convention, that should cover us pretty well with challenge, with fall nationals, spring nationals.
So you know that you're going to be able to use it. You can continue being part of STN, growing your program. And just, it's one thing that we thought about as an organization and said, this is going to make teachers' lives easier. Let's go ahead and do it.
And that's what's cool about STN is that it's led by current teachers or former teachers, right? So we all understand what's going on in the classroom. So that's the first exciting thing. And as Omar mentioned, you will be able to register for all upcoming contests throughout this year very soon. So you can actually go ahead and get all of that in. So if you couldn't do the prepayment system, you can at least get all your stuff and ducks in a row to when then you can just submit one invoice.
Let's go over some of the major contests. We know that Fall Nationals is going to happen in December. We know that the big one, STN Challenge, is happening in November, right?
Well, you know what? Let me back up for a second, Omar. On that piece, what I think the first thing that you and I normally tell new teachers is if you go to the contest tab at the top, hover over it and click on contest overview, Shauna just does an amazing job. She waves her wand, and now you see all these contests in sort of a one-page document that you can print out, post in your classroom, and you can see everything.
Absolutely, man. And you can literally go through all the things you know you're going to do, like broadcast excellence, film excellence, spring nationals, you know, maybe convention you want to hold off right now because you don't know who's going to go. That's fine. We go over that one. But the two in the beginning of the year, right around the corner, right? We got 60 Second Horror Fest, which is always fun to watch right around Halloween time. You get some really good film programs out there that have come up with really creative 1 minute shorts. And some of them are funny horror. Some of them are really scary. Some of them are just like dramatic and suspenseful. It's always fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, what's cool about Horror Fest is it gives a great opportunity for all of our schools that focus more on film, even for our broadcast schools that might want to just venture into the creative realm just for a little bit. The kids really have a lot of fun with it. I mean, I know my kids have done it in the past and I'm more broadcast heavy, but I've got kids they'll go buy pumpkins and do the carvings and do all this stuff and they'll have fun with it.
Well, here's a little inside information. Not a lot of people know about this, right? So besides teaching journalism 1, 2, and 3, we have created digital media production at Christopher Columbus High School. And their midterm is to participate in the 60 Second Horror Fest. I cannot wait to see
Isn't that great? That
beautiful disaster that they create. This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. But they're excited about it. They got something to look forward to. It's really good. And this is a bunch of brand new kids, not really into the whole TV realm. And I'm going to throw them in the deep end of the pool.
Well, and again, that's a great example of using the contest at STN as your summative assessments. These are things that you use to assess students at certain points in the grading period or semesters. And so it's great because you get real feedback from industry professionals and you get to see what goes on. I know in the Horror Fest specifically, they don't give feedback because it's an earlier contest and such a quick turnaround.
Right.
But all of our other contests, you get industry feedback. So phenomenal. It's a great chance to have a checkpoint in there for your teams.
And again, people sometimes look at the sideways when we talk about this. The contests for us are a way to just get our kids motivated and excited in our class. I want them to learn. If they feel like competing makes them learn better, more power to them. Go for it. I want to teach them a concept and I want to apply it and see how they do. And sometimes the A is not enough. You know, they want to see how they do against other people. And this is what we all suggest. Use these contexts for. Use our curriculum on the dashboard. Use all the feedback from last year. And if you're new, look forward to the feedback because you can tell one of your students 100 times how to do something. But if somebody else tells them, they'll listen to them. And that's fine as long as they're learning.
When I started using the contest in my classes, that is when I saw the turning point for my students. Like it was night and day, because they it's like they got charged up. Yep. They were excited.
Yeah, they got something to look forward to. It's great.
So before Horror Fest this year, we have something new, which is super exciting, with one of our sponsors.
Sporfy.
That's right. So Sporfy was one of our big sponsors at the convention this past year. And they're a live streaming platform that you can actually use to fundraise for your programs. And so if you hover over the contest tab on the website, you'll find where it says Sporfy pop-up. And that is the contest that is actually happening first. Your deadline is September 27th. And these are really cool because they're cash prizes for first, second, and third place. And so if you look on the website, you can actually see you're actually creating a new promotional video for Sporfy. You can click on the YouTube link to see their previous promotional video that we're replacing. And then you get in contact with people at Sporfy. So it's kind of cool because you get like this client experience where you get to deal with a client and understand their needs and produce something nice, and then maybe have a chance to win some cash.
That's real industry level experience they're getting there, huh? Client, get their needs, try to produce something that they're happy with so you don't get fired. Oh, what? Did I say that?
Question, is this for advisors too? Like, can I hop in on this one? $500? I mean, that's good money there.
Hey, we're teachers, man. That's a lot of Chipotle for us. Come on now.
Well, you know what? Listen, when you're a signature member at Chipotle, it's hard to... I'm kidding.
Well, not only are you a signature member at Chipotle, but everyone out there in the country, okay? If you ever come down to Miami and you can't find Zach Garrett, he'll be probably frequently in one of the Chick-fil-A's down here. Because that guy loves him some Chick-fil-A.
It's, you know, it makes me feel like I'm back home, because Chick-fil-A was founded in my home country, Atlanta, Georgia. And it's just a great place to be.
My home country, he said. Why don't we always talk about food on these podcasts? Come on, man.
I don't know. Is this, are we doing a separate podcast, or did we agree to the name on that other one, Miami Eats or something?
Sabor de Miami. That's what
Sabor de Miami. Okay. Vamos. Okay. Good.
There's some new stuff happening at STN this year. And if you're tired of listening to our old curmudgeon voices, there's probably a better podcast out there. It's more geared toward the students, but it's hosted by two former students of the year, right? And it's called Unscripted. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. So Van Amberger and Nicole Borman, these are awesome people. They were with us at the past STN conventions. They're both the previous student of the years. And they've moved on past high school, and they're doing great things at both college and the industry. And it's really exciting to follow their journeys. And so they're actually taking some time now to sit down and do a podcast like us monthly. And so we're going to try to coordinate when ours drop. But I'll be honest with you, Omar and I, we're lucky just to get... Yeah.
Come on.
We're lucky to meet this deadline.
We're experiencing some new technical difficulties here. We usually do this in a podcast studio, but we had to go online because I have a 1.5-year-old that's driving me nuts. And Zach just moved into a new apartment building. So we are all over the place, but we're getting it done for you because we want you to know all the information that STN has to offer. And to Nicole and Van, we wish you nothing but the best. We hope a bunch of people listen to your podcast, get a lot of information, and we will see you at convention. Maybe we'll do a crossover event where both podcasts can make one podcast. That would be like the multiverse.
I'm thinking the only way that's possible is if we get there an extra day early, because I don't know what time you've got in your schedule, but I am busy frequenting the streets of Long Beach.
Right, the streets of Long Beach that contain In-N-Out Burger and all those other freaking places.
We're not, that's a different podcast, Omar. Different one.
Sabor de Long Beach.
Sabor de Long Beach. But if you're in the area, get your burger animal style, because there's nothing that compares.
Here we go. All right, we got enough time to talk about that later on. Let's move on, Zach. So we talked about the contest. We talked about the new website. We talked about Unscripted. What else are you looking forward to this year on STN?
Well, you know, for us, I think for my program specifically, we're kind of in a new realm this year. You know, last year I was new to the school and kind of setting culture. And this year I'm happy to report that the enrollment in my program has doubled. So we have a lot of new faces.
That's awesome.
I'm super excited. I credit all that to the excitement of STN and the excitement of this community that we're a part of, because the students feel it and they want to be a part of it. And so we are just looking forward to, I think, setting our new standard this year. I mean, we were kind of building things from scratch last year and developing new systems. And
well, you did a hell of a job, man. You had some great success last year. So that just goes to prove to everybody that the teacher makes the program. I am convinced of that. And you, sir, did a great job in your first year at Gulliver.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Again, just following the paths of the former greats that do it every day. I guess you're not a former yet. You're still working the grind every day, right?
I am in it. I'm in it. But I'm glad to share a Teacher of the Year with people like you, Karin, who is, we love her, and Jennifer Ovidavest. And we have Doug. There's so many people out there that have won and are great ambassadors for what we do across the country.
I totally agree. So, that's really what we're looking to do this year. And I think with this new set of students, we're just trying to find jobs for everybody, trying to get them all in the right area.
That's always fun.
Get them trained and then start our Crazy Eight practices, which that's happening soon. But enough about me. What are you looking forward to this year for you, Omar, in your program?
It's going to be a little bit of a rebuild. I've lost probably what I consider maybe my most talented senior class I've ever had at Columbus. But I'm excited. I got some really good young guys that I'm excited to teach and build their confidence and have them go out there and see what they can do. We've been working all summer. As you know, I have a summer camp and, you know, I had weekly practices with my kids. We're involved in a couple of documentaries that we're finishing up right now. So I still feel like the summer's ending with all the stuff that we had going on in the summer, but the school year's beginning and that transition's always fun. I got a bunch of new kids that walked into the studio and were like, hey, we want to join CCNN. Got a lot of freshmen. I got some really talented freshmen that joined. I'm excited for new beginnings. I'm excited to see what we can accomplish, what I could teach these kids. I want to see their confidence grow. I'm in an all-boys school, so I love the process of seeing young boys turn into men. It is something that I'm truly passionate about. I'm an alum from the school that I teach at, so that it's more special for me sometimes because I feel like I'm giving back to the school that gave me so much. But it's great. I can't wait. I can't wait for 60 Second Horror Fest. Can't wait for Challenge. Can't wait for Fall Nationals. And I cannot wait for Christmas break, man. How many days do we have until Christmas break? Come on.
I think we have a few breaks before that, but you know, I know we're looking for the long ones. Yeah, those are all super important. You know, it's that feeling when you get the first week of school and you're like, you're like right before that happens, you're kind of like ready to start. And then you start the week and you're like, dang.
And tell me there's nothing like teacher tired the first week of school. That teacher tired the first week back. It's like you got hit by the bulldozer.
It really is. I think I remember one night I looked at the clock. It was 7:53 p.m. and I was in bed like tired.
Oh, that's me like on every single day of the week. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I'm also 43 and you're like 24. So we'll move on from that.
Well, you know, I could be forever 24. I'll take that age.
You're 30, buddy. Okay.
Birthday party. That's private information. Don't be sharing that on our national podcast.
30-year-old single teacher down here in Miami. If you're looking for him, you can come down. I love it.
You can follow me on Instagram. Thank you very much.
Zach Garrett, Raider Vision. At Zach Garrett, Raider Vision, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you can find him out there.
Can search up any of the CCNN Live stuff on Instagram. You can follow one of them. They're on there.
I'm also looking. I don't know what it is down here, but there was an explosion of at least in South Florida. I don't know across the country, but I was getting phone calls from a bunch of schools that found out about things that you were doing, that I was doing, that Dorado Academy was doing. And they were just like, oh, we want to join. And I was helping people sign up. I think I signed up like 5 new schools from Miami to STN. It's great. I mean, and they're reaching out. Like, they're just sending me emails. Hey, I found this website. I know you teach at Columbus, but what can you tell me? And I love talking about STN, as you know, and I love mentoring. And I'm glad I brought this up. If you're a new teacher and you're looking for a mentor, Zach and I will be more than happy to help you out. But if you want to find someone that's close to you, whether it be in New Jersey, California, Texas, we can find a teacher that's a veteran that is willing to help you out and guide you, because I don't want anybody to feel that they're alone on an island when they're doing this. When you join STN, we got support for you. We got people that want to help you, and let us help you. If you reach out to us, let us help you.
Absolutely. And you know, we have a lot of teachers in our mentor list. It's not just us. You know, of course, absolutely. We'd like to answer the phone call of all 550 schools,
right?
Part of STN, but
we would have to quit our day job.
That or I'd lose my hair like Omar, and I can't afford to, because it's part of my signature look. Anyways,
being bald. I don't know. I like it. You guys keep on trying to make fun of me. I like
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm glad it's a
staple
for you.
To any good TV production teacher. If you're tall and bald, all right, you got what it takes. Here we go.
I think it's just the shoes that you wear. They have like extra heels. I don't really think you're that tall, honestly.
Oh boy. Listen, Zach, we got a lot of stuff to talk about this year, and we're gonna create a lot of good content, but we want the teachers to be involved. So if you have some ideas of things you want us to talk about, we want you to reach out to us, okay? We want you to send us tweets, send us social media posts, email us, and the email is, Zach, it's...
The email that you can reach us at is members@studenttelevision.com.
Members@studenttelevision.com. That's why you're here, because you're the better looking, smarter one of the two of us, and I could always just point at you and you could say these
can
email addresses.
Can I take this part and record it and put it as my text tone for you when you text me? So it says, you're the better looking, smarter...
We'll move on.
I'm taking it.
You, all of you out there, tell us your ideas. What do you want us to talk about? We want to find out the information that's going to make your drive home just a little bit easier when you listen to our voices on this podcast. And we want to really address the things that you think are important. So let us know what you want, and we're going to build a custom layout for this entire year. Obviously, we're going to touch on the major things when we get close to contest. We want you to be prepared. We're going to bring in new judges to talk to us so they can get their ideas.
And on top of that, we want to bring on some more teachers to the podcast. You know, Omar and I can talk all day, and we normally do, but we...
It's true. If you're a teacher and you feel that you got something to say and you want to be on here with you, we will gladly bring you on, interview you, pick your brain. We would love to get some new teachers out there just so that everyone else feels like they're not alone. These are the things we want to talk about, so feel free to reach out to us and we can get this done for you.
Yeah, because Omar and I were talking, and we don't want... This next year of podcasting, this will be our second year doing Say Your Name and Spell It. We don't want to repeat all the podcasts from last year. Those are already aired.
Right.
Those you can reference at any time. We want this to still continue to be useful to you. So like Omar said, please let us know. A lot of you have our phone numbers or ways to reach us. Let us know some topics you're interested in. If you want to be on the podcast, also let us know. We might be reaching out to you as well, because we already know a few people we want to bring on.
Absolutely.
So,
some legends. We're gonna bring some legends along here.
But I think we can end off with a shorter show, shouldn't we, Omar?
We gotta just ease the people into their school year. Ease them to the first podcast. We'll bring the heat the next time. All right. I thought this was pretty good, though. I'm not gonna lie to you.
This was a great podcast. Well, you know, any podcast with you, Omar, is a great one. There it is.
Thanks, Matty. Thanks. Better looking, younger version of me. Awesome. Good job.
I got two sound bites on one podcast. I love it. I can. You know what? That is going to be the title of the podcast. The Better Looking, Smarter.
if you guys see Zach at convention this year, please just give him a big hug and congratulate him for being Teacher of the Year. He loves it when people just that he doesn't know come up and hug him. He loves it. Everyone should do it.
All right. That's assault.
That's assault, brother.
That's assault. No, I'm kidding. You're definitely welcome to come say hello. I'm super excited to represent STN this year as a Teacher of the Year. Thank you to all of you that have mentored me, because this is just a moment for me to share what I've learned through my years of doing this, and I can't wait to empower the next teacher that comes down the line that needs help, because you know, we were all there at one point.
Absolutely. And you're not alone. We are here to help. We want you to get better. Like I say to everybody that I talk to on the phone, iron sharpens iron, and that's what STN's all about. Everyone, what's you're saying? A rising tide.
A rising tide raises all ships. There I can't you go. Take credit for that one, but it's a good
I know, but that was a great quote. You should take credit for it. All right, everybody. Again, I'm Omar Delgado.
And I'm Zach Garrett. And have you had dinner yet, Omar? You want to go out to eat?
No, I'm done. I'm going to bed right now. Come on. All right.
It's 7:51 p.m. That's too early.
I'm 43. Good night. All right. From all of us here at Say Your Name and Spell It, have a great year. Have a great week. Have a great beginning of the school year. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everybody.